I wake up in the morning and I'm like, man, feels great. And that's when I'm at home in my bed. When I'm on the road, I don't always wake up like that. And the common denominator is my Sleep Number bed. It has changed my life, and I wake up at 3 in the morning. But because of my Sleep Number bed, I do sleep better. And like all their beds, they have this new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It lets you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side like the other. But now it has responsive air technology, so it senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. So do you know that we fall asleep faster if our feet are gently warmed? The Sleep Number 360 smart bed can pre-warm each side of the bed. My Sleep Number setting is 30, and that's the one I've had for a long time, but I went to see if it was different. It's not. And my Sleep IQ last night was in the 90s. Right now, the Sleep Number enjoy introductory savings, $200 to $400 off the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus ask about 48-month financing. Just go to sleepnumber.com to find a store near you. You heard it on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, Amy and I had a bet, and she never made me live up to it, which it's Wednesday, and I'm happy about that, so game over. Remember?
Whoa!
Oh, wow!
Is that how it works?
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, you made a bet. You got to make them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Arkansas and Texas A&M played. Texas A&M beat Arkansas. And now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, I was supposed to wear Texas A&M sweats and have my face painted. All in one bet. She never made me do it.
Okay, because first of all, then I have to go to the store and buy Bobby Texas A&M gear. Okay.
I had already ordered Arkansas stuff for you because I thought Arkansas was going to win.
Cool. Well, I didn't order any Texas A&M things for you. Plus, you really, I haven't even brought it up to you. I didn't even bring it up to you when it happened because I know how much you care about Arkansas football, and like for me, I'm an Aggie, but like it doesn't ruin my day.
But we
and
made
I
a bet.
But I was going to rub it in
bet,
your
right?
face.
Yes.
Respect the bet. I know what she's doing.
What?
She's hoping now that she let you get out of that bet.
No, it's not
that
what
she
I'm
wants
doing.
Out of the other but a bet about the face tattoo.
That's not what I'm doing. I just don't think it's that big of a deal, and I don't want to rub something in Bobby's face that he actually really does care about.
Okay, then to be fair and to balance it out, you still have to get a tattoo on my face.
Oh!
Because we made a bet.
Okay.
When are you going to get that tattoo?
Well, I don't know.
And where are you going to get it?
But you already knew you were going to Haiti, and I didn't.
All I said was...
And then you said, if I ever go to Haiti, and I was like, there's no way he's ever going to Haiti. Like, you're never going to Haiti. I'm so shocked you even ever went to Haiti.
I went, and you said you'd get a tattoo in my face, and I still don't. Show me. Show me the tattoo.
I haven't gotten it yet, but you tricked me. You already knew you were going when you made the bet, and I didn't.
Well, of course you didn't. That's why you made the bet.
Like, would y'all have thought in a million years Bobby would ever go to Haiti?
Yes, no. I knew he wouldn't make that bet unless he had some... I mean, he always has a plan, and he would never bet something that big.
I mean, it is pretty cool that you actually went. I mean, so I guess... I don't know. I got to figure this out.
Yeah, figure it out. Let me know. We're here.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
There's a utility company called Pepco, which sounds like Petco. And this 8-year-old girl wrote a letter to Petco, but Pepco got the letter. So Pepco's like, well, let's load through some letters here. And this 8-year-old girl was saying, hey, I can't afford a hamster, but can I have one? Now, again, this is an electric company.
So they don't have hamsters.
They don't have hamsters. It's an electric company. So what they do is they call Petco, and they say, hey, can you help this girl out? And so they did. And so Pepco bought her a hamster, and they bought her a hamster home and accessories and bought it through Petco, and Petco took it over to her.
Cutest ICU in a while.
Yeah, just little things like that. Shout out Pepco and Petco and
hamsters.
Yeah, PepsiCo. All things sound like that.
ICU.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Tropical Storm Maria is bringing gusty wind, rain, and some storm surge flooding to North Carolina. There's going to be an intense rip current along much of the coast. In other news, a Southern California wildfire forced evacuations and school closings. The wildfire is about 50 miles outside of LA. If you're near Corona, make sure you check the evacuation orders. And finally, OJ Simpson is expected to be released from prison soon, possibly this weekend or on Monday. He's going to be released from that Nevada prison.
They say we check our phones 85 times a day. Over or under? Because I'm way over, man. There's 85. I do it an hour, probably.
Wow.
85 times a day, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I do. That just seems like a lot. You just don't realize how many times you involuntarily check it.
Over or under?
Yeah, I'm over.
Lunchbox?
I would say under. I'm not a big phone guy. I'll leave it there if it rings, but sometimes I'll use it just to text.
Do you answer, you talk on your phone? What?
Yeah, or if I get a text message, but besides that, I don't really check it.
Eddie, over, under?
Over. Yeah, I think I look at it way more than I think I do.
Yeah.
I think I might talk on the phone one time a day, maybe. I FaceTime probably 7. I might talk one time a day.
And he texts only if someone sends him something with a question mark.
No, Amy will send me a statement and expect a response.
Oh, no, you don't need a response.
Hey, Eddie, I'm doing good today. Cool.
I got nothing to say.
Right.
Oh, but I don't text you that. I get that that's a statement, but sometimes I'll text something. And so what I do now is I just start adding question marks, even if it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So I'm doing good today. Question mark.
I also now talk in emojis, which makes life much easier for me.
Oh, boy.
Even to end conversations.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard to end a text that's going back and forth. And you can tell when both of you want to end it, but you can't because you kind of get. I was talking with Jaron from Cadillac 3.
Yes.
And we were going back and forth. And you could tell both of us wanted to stop texting each other, but there wasn't a natural out. So we both did the peace sign emojis, and that was it. So that's my new thing. When I'm done, it's like peace sign emoji. That means.
Oh, I like that better than when you just go, bye.
Yeah, I hated the bye.
Why? That's a thing.
No, because we would talk to for, or text it for 2 seconds, and then you go, bye. I'm like, bye.
Another Kardashian's pregnant, by the way. Khloe and Kendall and
Clipper
and Flipper, all of them are pregnant.
Kylie is rumored to be pregnant, and now there's a report that Khloe is pregnant.
I don't know.
And Courtney already has like 5 babies.
I don't know. The first air taxi lifted off in Dubai. Is it like a car that goes?
No, really?
Yeah. No way.
The autonomous air taxi lifted off. It's their maiden flight, and right now the prince is using it.
Of course.
But they think another few years, this thing will be available for public use.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine?
It'd be awesome. Can you imagine the not traffic? You know, yeah. Really? Can you imagine? There'll be different lanes, but upper and lower instead of just side to side. That's why buildings go up instead of wide, because you can build more.
Wow.
I've already put one on order. I'm going to get it in 2037. Yeah, I got it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yes, time for your positivity here on Wednesday. It's all good news. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
So when the crew of Engine 5 with the Roseville Fire Department responded to an emergency call over the weekend, they got to the house, and the dad was home with his 2 kids, and one needed to go to the hospital in an ambulance, so the firefighters took them, and 2 other firefighters stayed behind to babysit the other kid. So they took the dad and the 1 kid, and the other 2 firefighters stayed back and babysitted the other kid as they went to the hospital.
Oh, those other kids are probably like, this is the best babysitters ever.
The crew stayed with the girl until her mom returned home, and so the dad could take the other kid out because the kid was sick. That's all they were called to begin with.
Wow.
Isn't that fun? Isn't that crazy? Here you go, Amy.
Well, there's a black Labrador named Shiloh up for adoption, and Shiloh was described as plump and a tad overweight. Well, Shiloh weighed 146 pounds, which is like way overweight. So a lot of people didn't want to take on adopting such a heavy, obese dog. Well, a family took him in. He walks 2 miles every day and now weighs 80 pounds. They got
wow,
him.
Lost that much weight, huh?
Yeah, he needed to lose 60 pounds, and they got
lost
him
half
down.
A dog. Lost half himself.
Yeah, and that is the ideal average weight for the Labrador, and Shiloh's doing great now. Luckily, he got in a healthy family.
Wow. Lunchbox, you're up.
Clayton and Brittany are out in a public park. They're doing their engagement photos. They're about to get married. You know, oh, show me smile, show me tea, show me pout. When there are some kids swimming in a pond over there, and one of the kids starts drowning. Clayton runs over there, jumps in the pond, saves the kid.
Woo! Yeah, I saw the pictures. Like, full tuxedo, taking wedding pictures, jumps in the water.
Yeah.
Man. The skinny comes up in a few minutes, and Amy will talk about Scotty McCreery getting engaged inside that skinny. But I'll say this, I think Eddie, a little judgmental. Not that we all aren't. But
I had an opinion on the picture I saw about it.
So Scotty McCreery, fine fella, nice guy, gets engaged, and Eddie sees the picture of his fiance's ring and goes, well, I thought it'd be bigger than that.
Yeah, it kind of looked like the size of what I got my wife, I don't know, what, 13 years ago. And it's not very big. I thought Scotty McCreery would have some nice little pocketbook.
But what if he did, and what if it doesn't matter?
I just expected it. I guess that's maybe wrong of me. I expected it to be a nice big rock, because every time you see these country stars get married, they're like, they set their girl up.
But what if they're setting their girl up is to show off? And Scotty's like, I'm not about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
He's a modest.
That's a good point, but when I first saw the picture, I'm like, thanks, guys. It's very humble of you.
Humble. Maybe it was humble of him. Well, we'll talk about that coming up in the skinny in just a few minutes. Do you know who the richest Kardashian is?
Oh, probably Kylie.
Kim.
Oh.
Then the mom is second. Kim's worth $175 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like something shocking, like the youngest sister.
Not born yet? The fetus is worth $1 billion ahead of time.
But she has that lip kit. People like that.
That O.J. Simpson's going to get out this weekend, Ray said in the news.
Uh-huh.
Or Monday. Which means, I bet he gets out before then.
He's probably out now.
Like, they have 18 exits he can walk out from. And so they don't know where he's coming or when he's coming. They're tipping us. He may have already been out. He may be in Hawaii right now just chilling.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Scotty McCreery is engaged. He proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Gubby, yesterday near Grandfather Mountain in North Carolina.
What's her name?
Gubby.
Gubby.
Yeah, it's spelled Gabby, but it's pronounced Gubby.
Wow. I do. Gubby, will you marry me?
Your Scotty is good.
You know Gubby, I've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, well, they were walking on a trail. He got down on one knee and popped the question. They plan to get married next year. Do it again. I like it.
Well, Gubby, I know your name's not said like it's spelled, but I'd like for you to marry me. And by that, I mean marry.
Chip and Joanna Gaines, they're ending their super popular HGTV show, Fixer Upper. The upcoming fifth season will be the last one. They said they need time to breathe and time to spend together as a family.
It already got canceled, but what do I know?
I don't know.
Hey, but what do I know? What's that song?
You didn't even know it was Gubby. You thought it was Gabby.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear the Fixer Upper got canceled? Will you marry me?
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Venter City, New Jersey. An 18-wheeler got stuck on the boardwalk when the GPS told him to take a wrong turn. He's on the road. It says take a right. And he's like, man, that looks like the boardwalk out to the ocean, but okay. And he drove a mile down it, and he was just stuck.
No. Basically driving down a sidewalk in an 18-wheeler.
I bet you the GPS didn't even tell him wrong. He just turned before the road. Because we've done that before, but it's like, oh, maybe this is it, but it's really not. It's another block up. And all of a sudden, he's cruising down, people eating their cotton candy. Dad, look!
It took him about 3 hours to get the 18-wheeler off the boardwalk.
Oh, man.
Sometimes the GPS is like, turn in 400 feet, and I'm like, how long is 400 feet? I don't know.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones
Show!
Jake in Alabama, what up, buddy?
What's going on, Bobby Bones?
It's early in the morning, hanging out. What are you doing this early?
I am headed up to North Alabama to pick up a load of white-tailed deer.
Yeah?
Oh.
What time are you going to get there?
Oh, I had to leave my house about 3:30, and I'm going to be there in about 45 minutes.
Okay, so you're almost there. What can I do for you?
I have a big speech in the morning at my job. And it's in front of about 100 people, and I have no clue what I'm going to do. I'm so nervous.
So here's my new thing with nerves, because I get nervous sometimes too. And I've started to experience this where I try to spread out my nervous energy. And so I get really nervous in my heart and my neck. Like you can feel your boom, 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 your pulse. And so what I try to do is I take a second and I go, you know what? Nerves, you got me. So I'm going to try to spread it out over my whole body. And I just picture all these nerves going to my fingertips, and I picture them going to my toes. And it does kind of flatten out all that. I still get nervous, but it's kind of like a, and I let all the nerves equally take me instead of just like pressing right in my neck. And then I listen to my song, Seven Nation Army. Because to me, this one, like a dance mix there. This is my song that kind of gets me pumped up and still calms me down. And also, I want you to know this, Jake. You're giving a speech, and I do not mean this in an insulting way possible. Nobody cares. I mean this in the best way possible.
Oh.
Nobody cares. Because you're going to go up. If you go up and you do terrible, nobody's going to really care. If you go up and you do awesome, nobody's going to really care. Nobody's life is going to be changed either way. So you really have nothing to lose.
Right.
Why do you flinch at that?
Well, sometimes, depending on what you say, it could influence someone's life and their life could change?
I doubt it. Most of the times in life, you have to understand nobody really cares about anything other than themselves. And again, I'm writing this book, and I talk about going to yoga, and I thought everybody was paying attention to me when I was doing bad moves. And I was like, oh, for sure, everybody's watching me. They're not. Nobody cares. And just generally in life, nobody cares. So you can go and be as free as you want and do whatever you want and not worry. You shouldn't care about what other people think because really they don't care about anything but themselves. So that's my advice. Just go and do as good as you can do. And if you screw up, you'll do better next time.
Well, thank you, sir. And just to say, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate that. And listen, that may not be the... Like, again, Amy seems offended by that. But
no,
really,
no.
Nobody... The good news is nobody really cares. That's the good news.
I'm not offended by it. I agree with what you're saying about yoga. For sure, nobody cares. But when you speak, I mean, words matter. And words, people care about that. And you could...
speaking. It's not the run for
president. Well, I don't know what he's speaking out about at work.
What he's speaking out about at work?
Talking about deer breeding. I'm a deer farmer by trade, so.
If I get up at a radio convention and that's my trade and I screw up, nobody cares. It's like, if I go to the Opry tonight and do stand up and I mess up, I'm telling you, not one person's talking about it tomorrow. Nobody cares. So know that, and that's a really good thing, Jake, that nobody cares. Because you can go and be as free as you want because you do good or bad, it's just you. All right, buddy?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, good luck with that. I mean, really, it is a cool thing. And take the heart rate down. That's the key. Keep the heart rate down.
I'm going to try my best.
Pinch yourself in your privates. That's what I do. It made me, made me forget about it. Yeah. All right, Jake. See you, buddy. The Bobby Bones Show. I was looking at that picture of Tim McGraw dove hunting. I'll ask you guys this question in a second. That's a pretty manly picture. What's the manliest thing you've done in the past week? We'll do that. So I got to give you a second. Yeah, I got to give you a second to think about it. It's the manliest thing. Tim McGraw's a pretty manly guy. So manliest thing you've done in the last week, if you want to get to that. Also want to mention that Ray wears Thomas Rhett's clothes.
Yeah, there you go.
Ray was wearing Thomas Rhett's t-shirt that he left in my office yesterday.
Oh, that was Thomas's.
You didn't return it, and you just started wearing it.
Dude left it here. He owns a company. He has those things sitting around everywhere.
So does that mean it's yours just because somebody has a lot of something?
I mean, unless his people called and said he was wondering where his white t-shirt is that he has 100 of.
All I know is that Thomas Rhett left clothes in my office, and I see Ray wearing this shirt. And I wonder, did Ray buy a shirt? No, he stole it from my office.
Wow, I didn't know that was a story.
Fits great, too. And people have been asking me, they're like, home team tour? I was like, yeah, Thomas Rhett's got a clothing line. It's a big thing.
So you're like a walking advertisement. It's good for him.
He's not a walking advertisement, and it's not good for him. Ray, you got to stop taking everybody's stuff around here.
Well, and he just did the pop-up shop, so pretty much just me and him have the clothing.
That's not true. That's a tour t-shirt. Whatever. Stop stealing stuff. He wanted to sell something. What was the last thing you wanted to sell?
Well, Chris Jansen left his Mountain Dew can.
Go ahead.
I also was wondering if we could sell the t-shirt if we wanted to throw it up on eBay.
Oh, smart.
My problem with all this stuff is Ray just keeps all the money himself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not like we sell it and then we give it to something good. He's like, hey, I'm so big and rich at guitar strings. Cool, who are you going to give it to? Oh, I'm just going to keep it. That's my only real issue with it, is using this show for profit outside of the show. You know what I mean?
And I'd sometimes split it with people, like lunch. I gave him a cut one time.
But again, same point. You're making profit off stuff. People just leave it behind. You can't do that.
Yeah, but it's also going to people that love this memorabilia that otherwise would never get to touch it.
That's a great point.
People love anything they buy. Like, when people go buy a steak at Outback, they love the steak. You know what I mean? I'm done. I'm done with you guys. Hey, Mindy in Oklahoma, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about this Tim McGraw picture. He's dove hunting. Got his ears covered up, shotgun up in the air. Like, man, it's a manly picture. Like, what have you done that's manly?
Well, I used my jab saw and cut out some wet sheetrock out of a utility room closet this week.
See, now this is something I would never be able to do. And I don't even, you have to be a man to do something manly. That's more manly than what I'm about to say. I hugged a friend. Nah, I got something better than that. All right, Lunchbox, manliest thing you've done in the last week?
Oh, that's easy. I mowed the lawn, weeded, and trimmed the bushes. That's pretty manly.
Is it?
Yeah, out there doing the yard work like a boss.
Eddie?
I mean, I'll start off with just grilling. That's pretty manly. But when I started grilling, my propane went out. So what did I do? I got my wrench, and I unscrewed that big thing connected to the tank, and I took that tank out and replaced it.
Yeah?
That's pretty manly.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree.
I've been fighting people.
You have?
Yeah.
You're a boxer.
Yeah, yeah, I get in the ring. And I haven't really been fighting anybody recently, but I started getting in the ring, doing a little sparring action a little bit.
That's manly.
I can beat all you guys up now.
I'm convinced you can.
I always had a little bit of doubt, but now I think I can just wall your butts.
Me too.
I think I'm pretty manly now. Amy?
What's the manliest thing I've done lately?
Yeah.
Nothing.
All right. How about this? About 30% of people remember this about their first car. Okay? Now, you're thinking about your first car. About a third of the people remember this for sure about their first car. It's a weird thing. But they were like, hey, do you remember this? And about a third of people said, I do remember this. Okay? You're never going to get it.
Okay.
About 30 people do remember this about their first car. What is it? Man, my first car was an old Subaru. It was like an 89 Subaru. I paid like $200 for it. I worked all summer to get that thing, man. $200. And it ran like a champ, too. The crappiest, oldest cars always ran the best.
Yeah.
Like, and I had a Pontiac Sunfire. I had like 200,000 miles on it. I drove through snowstorms. People shooting at me, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm.
The good old days.
I mean, those old cars that I paid nothing for, they were dominant. And now it's like, I got to censor this out.
That's so true.
And it shuts down the whole car.
And now it's like, my censor chip's out, so I'm stuck on the side of the road.
So true.
Like in the good old days, cars just fought through things. Never gonna get it. Here's your question this morning. About 30% of people remember this about their first car. Amy?
I remember the song I listened to in it the most.
Nice. Oh, what's that song though?
With one headlight.
The Wallflowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't really remember the song. You just remember the kind of the chorus of it.
That's what I was listening to though.
Hey, Brooke in Chesterfield, Virginia.
Hey.
What do you think this is?
I think it's what side the gas tank was on.
No, that's not the answer. I don't know what side the gas tank's on in my car now.
Me neither. You know how to tell, though?
Yeah, because there's a little arrow on the side of the gas. Yeah, thank goodness, because I don't even know. Lunchbox, never going to get it.
Man, this is easy. You remember your first backseat makeout.
No. I'd never backseated makeout in my whole life.
Oh.
No.
Never in your whole life?
No, because my Subaru was tiny. My Pontiac Sunfire was tiny. And you might as well just smooch up front. Just take your seatbelt off.
Exactly.
But I didn't do a bunch of that either. Let me be honest with you. I didn't get much smooching until I got to like mid to late 20s. And by then, I just had a house. You know what I mean? I'd have to go to a movie. Eddie.
Oh, mine is that it had a push-in cigarette lighter.
Nah. I'm going to take one more. Hello, Melissa in Nashville.
I'm going to say how many miles you put on it.
No, that's not it. Thank you for calling. It's their license plate number. About a third of people can remember the license plate.
What?
No chance.
Wow, I don't know my license plate now.
I've never known any of them.
Well, now doesn't count because we don't know anything now. We don't know how to get places. We don't know cell phone numbers.
Yep.
I don't even know Eddie's last name. You know?
That's true.
Do y'all know your driver's license number?
No.
I do. Because I had to write it on my check sometime.
Okay, well, see, you're still living a little bit, Little House on the Prairie. You know, there's.
Yes.
You just got a little tinge of Little House on. Little Laura Ingalls Wilder in you. Just a little bit there. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Show. The hashtag yesterday was I'm looking forward to. Hashtag I'm looking forward to, Amy.
My kids. My kids coming home. I just want my kids here. That's all I'm looking forward to in life.
That's all you're looking forward to in life?
Like literally, that's like what I'm looking forward to is either like seeing my kids. When's the next time I'm going to see my kids? I don't know, but that's my hashtag.
Are you going to Haiti?
I don't know. I mean, my husband and I made a vow in May last time we were there to not go until they came home because it's just too hard on them and it's hard on us. But I think we're released ourselves of that promise because it's just taken way longer than we thought. But I just don't know. I mean, I don't know when. I don't know that he can go, but maybe I could go, but I don't know when.
If I said, here's a bunch of money and you have to bet they'll be in before the end of the year or not, what would you bet on?
I would bet...
Not with your heart, but with your head.
I would bet the end of the year.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm crying right now, but I would bet the end of the year, and that's not my That's my heart. My husband says next year, and he's the brains. I'm the heart.
I know why you're crying, one, because, one, you're on a lot of medication, and two, it's your time of the month, because she warned me, by the way. And three, she's very emotional about this, and it's the mixture there. I just wonder if you're going to go back or not, if you feel like you're
going to
go back.
Well, now I finally want to go back. I just don't know. I just don't know when, and then I don't know. Maybe soon. I don't know. I got to figure it out. But I have to see him soon. Like, I can't. I'm like a wreck about it. So, hashtag.
Lunchbox?
Sorry. Wow.
What? Hashtag looking forward to Survivor. Heroes versus healers versus hustlers.
What a,
yeah.
What a terrible.
It's a long title.
No, it's because they have three tribes and it's like.
Heroes versus healers versus hustlers.
Hustlers.
Versus
humans.
Humans versus Hebrews versus heathens versus hungry people.
Hungry hippos.
What's happening? All right, Eddie, hashtag I'm looking forward
hashtag
to.
Hashtag I'm looking forward to the Raging 80s getting back on the road. It's been a while.
Yeah, we go. We play Vegas at Route 91 Saturday. Then we're in Lubbock and Tulsa.
Come on.
Yeah, it'll be good. RagingIdiots.com if you want to come.
Hashtag Austin. I'm going to be at that show.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Amy getting her kids back. Because then she doesn't break down like this randomly. And then she bounces out of it like 5 seconds.
I'm so fine because I can get control over it. But this has been happening to me on the daily.
No, I know.
Just not necessarily here.
Amy warned me, like, it's Shark Week. And so I expect these, but they come out of nowhere.
I mean, that's how sharks work.
Right.
Well, because you asked me, like, with my heart and my head, and then that's when I just get really confused, where I'm just like, God, like, my heart has just played so many games on me. Like, my heart tricks me.
That's why I never follow my heart.
That's not true. I love following my heart.
No. I always do it with my brain.
No, I'd rather have my heart on my sleeve, but I mean, I'm like, seriously, then I start to think, if we roll into 2018, and I don't have my kids, like, I don't know. I might move to Haiti. Sorry. I don't know what's going to happen. But I mean, they cannot be without me and their mom. They need me. They need me. I need them.
Amy
need
wears
us.
Her heart on a sleeve. Mine's in my trunk. I keep it locked.
Aww.
It's locked in the safe and the trunk is locked too.
But where's your brain?
Oh, right here. It's on my sleeve. I want my brain on my sleeve. Yeah.
Good one.
Well, I didn't want you to. I know
you didn't mean to, and I didn't mean, but that's legit. I'm just being honest. That's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, I guess I could have said.
Should have went to her last.
I didn't mean to.
And then you rained on mine.
Golly, I should have just said, like, let's.
No, you say what's on your heart. I just should have known that.
The Crown's supposed to be coming back to Netflix soon. Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on.
We'll do Wednesday Wisdom coming up in a minute. We'll all share a little piece of wisdom for your Wednesday, like personal wisdom. I dropped a little wisdom. I'm arguing with Amy about it here. Like, we had a caller call in, and he was like, hey, I have to give a speech. And the great thing about life is everyone is so consumed with themselves is that if you mess up, nobody really cares. So you shouldn't worry about messing up. If you go out and you do the absolute worst job you could do, giving a speech, everybody wakes up the next day, they don't even think about you. So that should free you to be more comfortable. Like, even decisions in life. Like, you do you. And really, nobody else cares. Like, I've seen people just murder, do terrible, like, bomb speeches or jokes. And you know what? I'm like, I've been there. So I don't really care. But we feel like everybody cares about it. We feel like everybody's like, oh, they're judging us. We feel like, oh, I'm so judged right now. People, the thing is, you should feel free to live your life however you want because nobody cares. Because we're in a society that we're all so me-based that when the guy calls, like, I have to give a speech. It's like, let some of your nervousness go out of you because those people watching it, they're going to take from it and they're going to move on with their life. Nobody cares. And that's a great thing. It's counterintuitive because you wish everybody would care, but they don't. We do the best show ever today, right? Yay. People are like, oh, that's cool. Next thing. Nobody cares. It's a great thing. Nobody cares. And it should free you to do whatever you want in life. Counterintuitive, yes. I live my life counterintuitively.
What are we arguing about, me and you?
Yeah, you keep going, yes, well, I care. But
I don't care if some. I get what you're saying. Like, nobody cares if you mess up. But I feel like people do care about what you're saying.
Yeah, for a minute.
I care about what you have to say. So I shouldn't care. If I mess up today, it doesn't matter.
Right. You messed up a lot yesterday. Nobody cares. Right, guys?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Then why do you say something to me about it if I mess up?
Because then you get better the next day.
Okay. We'll argue about this later.
No, I'm not arguing with you about it. Scientists are working on a pill that reduces the desire to drink. So you take the pill and you don't want to drink as much.
Sounds good. I mean, for some people.
Yeah.
I would hate that.
Like, I would want to do it for, like, cookies.
Yeah.
Can I get a cookie pill?
Yeah.
I'll definitely take a pill for that.
Like, excuse me, doctor. Can I get one of those Hostess pills? So I don't want all your cupcakes and Twinkies.
So you see a Twinkie and you say what?
Doctor, can I get a Twinkie pill? So they're working on this pill. And all I see, I don't drink anyway. But instead of reducing the desire to drink, I'm like, hey, doctor. Can I get the sugar pill? Well, I don't want to eat. Oh, man. I love it. Like, I'll eat a bag of cookies.
It's the worst.
And then I'll feel terrible about it for the next 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get probably like 20 minutes of pure enjoyment out of it. And then 2 days of miserableness. And I will do this logically with my brain. And I'll go, all right, Bobby. Because I talk to myself sometimes. I say, think about this. 20 minutes. That's the fun you're going to get out of this package of cookies right here. Is it worth the 2 days you're going to be like, why did I not have the willpower to pass over those cookies? Pizza. Love pizza. I can eat the pizza, and I can love it for a half hour. Or do I want to spend the next day and a half going, I got to work this off now?
Yeah.
And it's tough. Every time it's tough. There's not a time when I look at pizza in the eyeballs and go, pizza, I don't want you. Because I want the pizza every time.
Yeah.
But it's just, think about it logically. Is the time you have to spend going, oh, man, now I got to go work out, run extra because I had that pee. Is it worth it? Sometimes, occasionally it is, so your body doesn't go crazy. Yes. Your brain doesn't go crazy. But most times, just working math, it's not. So I take the pizza pill, too. Doctor, can I get a pepperoni pizza pill, please? Thank you. Thin crust. Can you have the thin crust pill, not the thick crust? I'm going to take the thin crust pill. Which pill would you take? Because scientists have said now they're working on a pill that will reduce the desire to drink alcohol. The pill will stop people from binge drinking, and it affects the area of the brain that alcohol affects. It makes you want alcohol. And I actually think this is quite a remarkable breakthrough. I mean, they got to test the side effects. Anytime you're sticking a pill in your body to mess with your brain, it takes a while to test all this stuff out. But it's like, is there anything that you would take a pill for less of a desire? And for me, it'd be like sweets. I love sweets. And I'd be like, doctor, you got a Werther's Original pill in there? I'd take one of those. Eddie?
Mine's easy. Mine's pizza. The problem with pizza for me is that I order a whole pizza, eat two slices, and I have a bunch left over. So the rest of the week, I'm eating pizza.
You know, here's the thing about us Americans and why we're gross with food. We have to feel like this when we're done with the meal.
Yeah.
If we don't feel like that, we don't feel like we've done our job eating. And it's that's not healthy. If we don't feel just like so full that we can't...
Yeah.
Because when I eat, I'm like, oh, I'm not full. Although I'm full, I need to feel like overly stuffed to feel full. And it's not a good place for us to be. It's not a good eating space for us to be in our heads. You should just be content when you're done.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had that happen to me yesterday where I ate two slices of pizza and I was like, I'm not full. I can eat two more. And
but
I
you
eat two
can
more.
Eat two more. Not,
I
not
get
that you
it.
Need it. There was
I
no,
get it.
There was no hunger. Yeah.
I could have stopped right there.
Yeah. And it's a... We, in the West, we're all badly trained with food.
Man.
We think you must be stuffed to be full. When you should just be satisfied.
Yeah, with not being hungry.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that's why we're all gross. Mm. That's why America's like 99.9% rate of fatness.
Doctor, give me that pill.
You want the pizza pill?
Yes, please.
Lunchbox?
I don't say potato chips.
The potato chip pill.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. They've been working on that one.
Yeah, if there's a bag of potato chips around, I'll just sit there and eat them and eat them and eat them. And I love them, especially the jalapeno flavored potato chips. Oh. Woo!
You ever seen Lunchbox take down chips and salsa?
No.
Oh, I can.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll hop on a Pringles pill. I'll be like, doctor, let me get a pill for the Pringles. Because I can't eat just one. Yeah, I can't eat just one. Amy, what's your pill?
I was going to say chips. Mine's not potato chips, though. It's like tortilla chips, and I'll dip it in hummus or vegan queso, stuff like that.
Amy needs a broccoli pill. Let me get a broccoli pill.
No, but like if I open a bag of chips, especially those Siete ones, oh my goodness. I need a Siete pill.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So I don't know if any of you were planning on heading down to South Africa to see Lady Antebellum play, but because Hillary is pregnant with twins and for the safety of her, Lady Antebellum has canceled their South African tour.
Wow, that was a big deal.
A huge deal.
Wow.
I know.
Dang, I get a refund. Southwest gave me my refund back in the South African flight. Dang.
for the sixth year in a row, so she's not doing so bad. Sofia Vergara is the highest paid TV actress, according to Forbes. The Modern Family star made $41.5 million. 6 years in a row.
That show's huge. I mean, that's why.
Man.
I'm surprised it's not Kelly Cuoco, because Big Bang Theory is up there, too.
She's in second.
That's how you make your money, because they're paying you so much, not even because you're worth it now, but because it's going to be worth it in syndication later.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, she comes in second with $26 million. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yesterday, Amy suspended herself from the Morning Corny, the first self-suspension we've ever had. And so Mike D has asked, because Lunchbox has been suspended, Eddie has been suspended.
Yes.
All your jokes are being dirty or racist, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry. I thought mine was clean.
Yeah. So Mike D said, hey, can I have a shot at it? And not only did Mike D come in just to go, I got a joke, like he brought in a wealth of material. This is how this guy works. Mike D's our phone screener. Hardworking guy behind the scenes. And now Mike D with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
How do you get a hipster to eat a hot dog?
How do you get a hipster to eat a hot dog?
Put it in a man bun.
Okay. All right.
What did the musician name his three daughters?
What did the musician name his three daughters?
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Anna.
Yeah.
What else you got over there?
Why aren't tubas used in country music?
Why aren't tubas used in country music?
Because they're heavy metal.
That's good.
All right, any more?
Got one more.
All right.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Because the P is silent.
What?
Huh?
Oh, is pterodactyl start with a P?
Yeah.
I don't even know what pterodactyl is.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert! Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
That was the Morning Corny.
I thought you did a fine job.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amy will have it back tomorrow, but I thought you did a good job. I think you were served as a good replacement.
Yeah.
When Amy goes down, you'll be the next up next
whoa,
time.
Yeah.
I forgot that I self-suspended myself and I had one ready today.
No, you said I suspend myself.
I know. Yes. I forgot.
Mike D, you're now second up.
Awesome.
If Amy messes up, all right?
Woo-hoo. Awesome.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Show.
I downloaded This Is Us. I haven't watched it yet. Eddie did.
I stayed up a little late last night watching
it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's back. And God, I watched it and I was thinking, I'm going to, just kind of watch it normally. I'm not going to let it get emotional and let me get emotional. And sure enough, I started tearing at the end again. Dude, that show does it to me every time. And a question that we've all had is, how does the dad die? And there's a little hint. We're a little closer at finding out.
The weird thing is that we already know he dies.
Yeah. And we found that out way at the beginning.
Like, it's already kind of been spoiled, so I don't even feel like if we find out that's a spoiler. Like, if he were to tell me, that wouldn't be a spoiler to me.
But now the storyline is, how did he die? And no one knows. And they've thrown all these different hints at us, and I'm saying this episode, there's a really good hint.
Yeah. It was good, though, huh?
So good,
man. It lived
man.
Up to the first episode.
Yeah, I really didn't think it was, but it really did.
That's good. I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah.
I've downloaded that. I got a couple movies on download, because I'm going to Oklahoma to do some TV stuff, and then I'm going to Vegas for the Raging Idiots to play, so I got a bunch of downloads. I downloaded Baby Driver, the movie.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be good.
And then I downloaded the Big Sick. Anybody seen The Big Sick?
I've heard about it. One of my good friends said it's amazing.
So I downloaded that, and then I'm going to download This Is Us. Man, nobody's watched anything around here.
Movies? No.
Yeah.
We all watch TV.
Yes. It is the golden age of television.
Yeah. Though.
Morgan, number one, our head producer. She's having problems with her Jeep. What happened to your truck?
Okay, so the cooling fan went out.
Cooling fan went out.
Yes.
Okay.
So I took it to the dealership I bought it from, and they said, oh, it is a cooling fan. Only problem, this is a problem for like 5,000 of our vehicles. That part is backordered. We can't fix your Jeep.
So it's a recall?
No, it's not classified as a recall yet. So I'm having to rent a car right now and pay for my Jeep still, and I don't know what to do.
So you're having to pay for your Jeep and rent a car at the same time. And obviously, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it should be a recall if there are thousands and thousands of it.
Well, I've been calling customer service every day trying to explain that to them, but so far, no luck. The dealership said that I should trade in my Jeep, which is only 2 years old, for a new Jeep.
Wait, oh, what? No. They're just trying to get you some more money.
They're
just trying
to get you there.
I'm like, if that's your only advice, I'm...
For a cooling fan?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like your tire's low. How about you trade in a new Jeep? That's what that feels like
that's
to
smart.
Me.
Yeah, they're trying to do that old rope-a-dope.
But I've spent more than I spent on my car payment in a month this week for a rental car alone.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Morgan, let me... I don't rent a car. You can borrow mine.
Yeah.
Borrow
you
mine.
You can borrow mine, too.
Yeah. Don't
hey, Morgan,
rent a car.
You want me to call? I'll get that fan in today.
Okay.
Oh, okay. He always says that.
Listen, even like our Crossroads friends, they search for the part. It's nowhere to be found. There's no aftermarket part. It just doesn't exist.
What
right
about
now.
My Jeep people, Gupton Jeep? Have we talked to them?
I don't think so, but it's not just like a dealership issue. It's a company-wide issue with Chrysler Jeep. They don't have the part.
Let Lunchbox handle it.
I'll call.
Here are the steps, okay? But we've got this now. All it takes is just putting it out there. Number one, maybe somebody hears this and goes, hey, I got an extra cooling fan.
Yeah, can we?
I'll bring it by.
Yeah.
Maybe
exactly.
They'll put a box fan inside your engine. I don't know much about cars, but number one is that Lunchbox will take care of it.
Okay.
This guy's known to be the wrecking ball at customer service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll go in. He'll get it fixed.
And I'll get you a free rental car.
And
I don't know. That's
from the dealer,
it.
They're going to give me a car because it's their fault that the thing's not working.
So what are you saying? You're going to call today and what?
I'm going to get the fan part fixed and she'll be driving a rental car for free, a loaner from the dealership.
Okay. I like how you're thinking.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work... Amy and Al, why didn't you ask one of us?
Stop. Bar mine.
I just don't
today.
Ask for a whole lot of favors.
When it's causing you to go broke, you
Morgan,
go,
and we're all friends here. But I mean, I get it. I didn't know you were in a rental car, though, and you had to pay for it. I thought for sure the dealership would be paying for it.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'll give you
they
my
will
Jeep.
Be.
We'll put the doors and stuff on my Jeep, and then you can have my Jeep.
Yeah, well, that's really nice. That, like, I've been so stressed, so that's really nice. Thank you.
Can you put the doors on my Jeep? Then you can have it.
Bobby's going to need some help because bad weather's coming.
Yeah, the doors on the top. If you do that, you can have But yeah, stop with that. Lunchbox is going to handle it today, or Amy and I will handle it for you.
Okay.
What's more likely?
Amy and I handle it for you. Anytime Lunchbox tries to get things fixed, somehow it gets worse. Like, the cops are called or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, some guy just called and threatened us.
One time he was going to give me free cable for a year, and I got it for, like, 30 minutes.
Maybe 3 days.
Okay, 3 days.
Amy had a box full of bugs. They sent her,
roaches.
Like, a box with roaches,
roaches
in it. And Lunch was like, you better give me cable for my life. And they're like, sir, we'll let you watch
I'm still traumatized.
John and Kate plus 8 for free once, and we're all good. But we'll get it taken care of. All right, Morgan?
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. Bobby Bones. The hashtag that runs all day today is hashtag Wednesday Wisdom.
Wednesday Wisdom.
Thought we'd take along this moment to pass along some to our listeners, some Wednesday Wisdom. I'll go first. When in a group picture, always put your arm around someone so they can't cut you out.
What?
Wednesday Wisdom.
Oh, that's good. Wow, that's deep.
Because what are they going to do? Have arms laying there? No! Put your arm around somebody. Group picture, you don't want to get cut out. Sling it around. Wednesday Wisdom. Lunchbox.
When you're tying your shoes, make sure you always use a double knot because you don't want to waste time later in the day going back to retie them.
Wow. I'll tell my 9-year-old that one.
Wednesday Wisdom. I mean, that's so true because if you single knot it, it's coming undone and you're going to waste time later redoing it.
Wednesday Wisdom. All right, Amy.
If you're in a hurry in the morning, you can put your oatmeal in the fridge with some milk on top, and it'll cook in the fridge. It's called overnight oats.
What?
What?
Excuse me?
Overnight oats. A lot of times people have to cook it in the morning with hot water. You don't need to. You just add the water or the milk, put it in the fridge overnight, and the oats will cook on their own.
What do I not understand about this?
I don't get any of it.
It's dumb.
Thank you.
Okay.
You said if you're running late in the morning, like, put your oats in the fridge the night before.
Yeah, so you don't have to cook your breakfast in the morning. They'll be cooked and ready to go. The liquid will cook the oats overnight.
In the fridge?
Yeah, they're called overnight oats.
Okay.
Interesting.
I guess because y'all are all men, I don't understand.
This
you got us.
Holding it against us, all right?
Wednesday Wisdom.
Eddie?
Oh, mine is, guys, if you're going to clean the house, don't waste your time with cleaning products.
Oh.
Vinegar cleans everything. You may smell like pickles, but it cleans everything.
You may smell like pickles, but here's the question. What's wrong with pickles?
Nothing.
And it's good because it's not toxic.
Exactly.
Google now lets you mute ads because you can mute it if they know too much.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a know too much option now where it's like, you know how sometimes you get online and you're like, wait, how'd they know I was just thinking about that? I didn't say it out loud. I didn't search it.
Like, stop stalking me.
I was just thinking about it. Now Google lets you mute ads because the ad knew too much.
Wow. Yeah.
That's creepy. Oh, I should do this here. Here we go.
Wednesday wisdom.
Get off Google.
Yes, that's the smartest one.
They know too much. Get off the computer,
well,
man.
No, I have one. Google overnight oats, boys.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Wednesday wisdom.
Y'all just need to learn how to cook.
Okay.
If the women have to do everything around here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, man.
I'm not even arguing how you said if you're late in the morning, do it the night before.
That was the whole thing.
Wednesday wisdom, it's a tip. Like, don't worry about running late in the morning. Mornings.
Put your oats in the fridge.
The night before.
I'm not chasing this. You can't quit or you're fired.
I'm fired? Fine.
You just quit. No.
No, I have fired. A contract. Okay. You're fired.
Okay, oh, wait, no, you're hired again.
Crap. Oh, man.
Get your balls on this. It's a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
Man, the OCD in me freaks out. They painted these roads in Alaska and like, they messed up the lines, the yellow lines, and they're just not straight. They're all off. And the yellow highway lines.
Well, how'd they do that? Why'd they mess up? Nobody knows.
I mean, you have to expect the highway striping is a thing now. Like, and you just go straight. But they didn't. There's something was wrong with the equipment. They should just cancel the roads.
Oh, it went haywire?
Cancel the roads. Yeah. It's a terrible thing. So there's that. How about this? I'm an idiot because.
Oh.
Around the room, what have you done? I'm an idiot because... I'll go first. Here are a couple. Number one, I am going through clothes to donate as seasons switch, and we're going to longer sleeves and longer pants. I find a lot of stuff I donate. And so I took a bunch of clothes, and I was just hanging them on the towel rack in my bathroom, and more clothes, and then boom, the towel rack broke, ripped out of the wall, drywall. I mean, I destroyed it because I put too much weight on the towel rack. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it's just supposed to hold a towel.
Yeah. Not 72 hangers full of clothes. And so all of a sudden, as I'm doing clothes, I hear, boom! And I was like, what happened? And I go, my walls are destroyed in my bathroom. What if? You know what I mean?
What if?
You know, what if?
What if?
All right. I'm an idiot also because my drain's been messed up in my bathroom. And I've done all the drain stuff. Drano, Drano Plus. Like, I've done all that drain stuff. Nothing works. I'll shave, my whiskers stay, won't go down the drain. Very slow. I finally realized in the back of the drain, it's a little pop where you can make the thing go up and down.
You didn't adjust that?
I thought it was up because water was already going down it a little bit.
Oh, but it wasn't all the way up.
I didn't know it wasn't all the way up. So I've been trying to fix it. And all I did was, boop, for like 4 months, I've been having this problem.
Mm. Oh, man.
And I tried Drano Plus and then Drano Plus Extra. None of that stuff worked. So I'm an idiot because. Amy?
Well, Bobby was here with me for this one, but I'm an idiot because I thought my phone dropped like 90% in 2 seconds because I had taken a screenshot of something. And at the time that I took the screenshot on my phone was at 12%. But I had just charged my phone. I was at 100%. And I'm showing Bobby the screenshot. And I'm like, my phone is dying at a rapid rate. And we're about to board a flight. And I'm like, what do I do? My phone is dying. How in the world is it at 12%? It's at 12%. And then I realized my phone.
No, I said, Amy, that's a screenshot. Not you realize. No.
I thought my phone was malfunctioning and it had dropped percent, like,
you know how
charge.
iPhones do though. Once there's a new one,
exactly,
everything starts breaking.
Yeah, I thought
one.
That's yep. What was happening. And the minute I took the screenshot photo away, boom, I was back at like 100%.
Lunchbox?
For the past week, every time I go out to the front yard and I go walk the dogs or whatever, my neighbor's been sitting out on the porch, so I wave and say, oh, you know, hope you have a good day, whatever. I realized yesterday it's a mannequin.
No way. Oh God, a mannequin?
Why do you never have a mannequin on the porch?
I have no idea.
But you've been waving at the mannequin every day?
Every day. And I don't.
We have a winner, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Now I don't feel so bad about myself.
You guys can call if you want. I'm an idiot because. Also, I do want to talk about. I can do it now. Hey, Ray, your girlfriend says she'll.
Because our song Namaste from the Raging Idiots, which we never expected to be downloaded 10 times, much less thousands of times, and it's been the number one most downloaded song on the comedy chart for 2 weeks. We have a 2 week number one, right? Like, big whoop. Ray gets online last night and says his girlfriend will bikini model if it's number one for a third week.
Wow.
What?
Did she say this or did you say this?
I did say it, but she's always bikini ready. I cannot see why she wouldn't do it.
Okay, you can't commit her to something like that.
When it comes to the show, she's always a good sport and she's got a great body.
Okay.
So you're saying if the Raging Idiots Namaste is number one for a third week in a row, she'll bikini model.
Yeah, and she found at the store a cute little Namaste hat, and she'll wear that too.
While she bikini models.
While she does the bikini.
Interesting.
And let me tell you this, like, her bikinis are pretty skimpy.
Oh, my.
This is so strange.
This is so weird. But hey, whatever, download it.
Yeah, we're cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But yeah, you'll see her on my Twitter. I'm an idiot because, that's what we're talking about here, I'm an idiot because I put a bunch of clothes up my towel rack as I was hanging them, and then there was too much and my towel rack collapsed and ripped holes in my wall. Like, I'm an idiot because of that. Sarah in Tuscaloosa.
Yes.
How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. You're an idiot because?
I'm an idiot because running around trying to get out of the house this morning, I could not find my phone, and I thought that I put it in my gym bag. Searched all over the house, even blamed my 5-year-old, called him out and said that he had misplaced it because he always plays games on my phone. And so I was like, what did you do with my phone? And so he's sitting there, I didn't do nothing. And finally I realized it was in my back pocket.
Mm. Ooh.
Been there though, you know, been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do it with my keys. Like, where are my keys? Well, they're either in my hand or in my front pocket. That's usually where they are when they're lost. That's a tough one. But the kid, you threw the wrinkle of the kid in there, and that does kind of make you.
Yeah.
Poor kid. Is it a boy or girl?
His name is Levi. He's a boy.
Levi, she's sorry. We apologize for her. Yeah, hey, thank you for calling. Appreciate that, Sarah.
Oh, no problem. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, Alyssa.
Hi.
You're an idiot because?
So I went to Bob Kraft's house, owner of the New England Patriots, and I walked into his lobby, and there was a security guard there, and I thought, well, that's kind of weird. He really needs that much security, but okay. So I started to talk to him, and he didn't answer me, and I was like, well, he's kind of rude. And then I tried to say hi again, and then I realized he was a wax figure. He wasn't real.
What?
Yeah.
There you go. I like that.
What?
And you're not supposed to take pictures at his house, but I felt like I had to back up my story, so I, like, snuck a little picture of him.
Oh. See, you and Lunch are the same. Lunch was talking to a mannequin in his neighbor's house. Dang.
Oh, man.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Hey, Amanda and Austin, how are you? Thank you for calling, Amanda. Go ahead.
All right. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're really good. What's your story?
Good. I'm an idiot because my jokester husband sent me a text yesterday saying that Halloween falls on Friday the 13th this year. And I believed it and told my boss. I said, oh, how creepy is that? Halloween's on Friday the 13th this year. Has that ever happened? So
that's
I probably fun. Will not get a raise this year.
That's not true. But that's really funny because I could see where,
like
a Thanksgiving always falls on a Thursday, but we don't know what the exact date is. Or right. Easter, it moves around.
Yeah.
Halloween don't move.
It's the 31st.
It's always the 31st. That's funny, Amanda. Hey, Amanda, thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank I'm going to start using that one.
Yeah. That's funny. Hey, thanks for all the calls, everybody. This is
the Bobby Bones Show.
I have a thing called the Bobby Cast. I hope you check it out. You do it on your phone. It's for free. You can use the iHeartRadio app, search BobbyCast, iTunes, search BobbyCast. A lot of artists, a lot of songwriters. And I was talking with Devin Dawson, who has this song.
You got my number, you can call on me. If you in trouble, put the fall on me.
And so his first, like, launch into, hey, this is Devin Dawson, was a viral video he made mashing up Taylor Swift songs.
No, you always want to know, what's it like to go viral? How does that happen? What does it feel like? I have no idea how it happens. I woke up, I was kind of hungover, you know, and my phone's buzzing in the corner. I'm like, God, who is calling me right now, you know? And I went over there, and I had, like, so many emails and messages and notifications that I tried to, like, unlock my phone, and it just froze.
So it's a fun conversation about his growing as an artist. That new song's blowing up. But Bobby Cast, search that.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I made a list of what I felt were the top 10 underappreciated and underrated artists in country music. And the number one, in my opinion, was Brothers Osborne. You can see that at BobbyBones.com, 10 through 1. Well, now everybody wants to make lists. And so Raymond, our producer, is like, hey, I have a list. I don't even know what this list is.
Oh, exactly. Boy.
So what is your list, Ray?
This is top 5 reasons that Ray thinks Bobby and Lindsay broke up.
Oh, wow. That's heavy. Hey. Why did you refer to yourself in third person, though?
I don't know. That's what the title was I put.
Okay. All right. So the top 5 reasons that you think Lindsay and I broke up.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 5?
Some dude in Cleveland gave her 1,000 M&Ms with her face on them. And I'm saying if that wasn't you, bro, she's got another dude.
Okay, all right.
Whoa.
Number 5, okay. Number 4.
She never plays with the Raging Idiots anymore.
Yeah, because she, like, has a career.
Okay, yeah, she has her own band, okay. Dude.
And she's, like, out doing things, yeah. Like, real, like with Paisley. Brad Paisley. Yeah. Okay.
She didn't go to Vegas with you guys, and everybody pretty much brought their significant other except for you.
Again, she was with Brad Paisley.
Working.
Playing. Okay, that's 3. Number 2.
She hasn't posted an Instagram picture of you since August 19th.
Wow.
You checked that.
You went back and checked that?
Yeah.
I told you why. That's because radio stations won't play her, so we can't put each other on each other's social media at all.
Does your dog count?
No, I guess it doesn't count.
Okay.
Yeah. And the number one reason you think that Lindsay and I have broken up, Ray?
You still haven't announced who you're taking to the Hall of Fame, so Lindsay already. So I'm saying if you don't pick Lindsay, you guys are donezo.
That's a really good point.
No, it's not. It's not a good point.
No, the good point is that he's just reminded us Bobby hasn't announced yet.
This is a good list.
It's coming
he's
up,
got
huh?
a lot of evidence.
What do you want to know from me?
Are you all still together?
Oh. Yeah.
I can say this.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That I have chosen Eddie to go to the Hall of Fame.
What? Oh! What? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Eddie!
Yeah! Back to back, boys! Woo! All right. Wait.
Does she know?
What does that mean?
But Lindsay's going to go too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Good.
I ended up getting one extra
seat. I was
seat.
Like, wait a second.
Oh, my goodness.
And Eddie gets the extra seat.
Thanks, Bones.
Yeah. Okay, we can celebrate now. But I was thinking, is this how she's finding out?
No. Listen.
Never mind.
We're still together. There's been trouble, like, as far as we haven't seen each other. And I told you there's been stress from other radio stations and companies and everything not playing her because of me. And I don't think it's fair for her career. But no, we're still together. She was at the house last night. I'm not going to see her for a month
as of now
because she's going to Europe and playing for weeks. After she plays Friday, she's doing this. Like, she's going to do some radio shows. She comes in Friday morning. That's another reason. Do you think she's going to come in Friday and do a part of a Shania Twain day? Because it wasn't even my idea. Our bosses were like, Lindsay's Canadian. She's like Shania's biggest fan. Have her come do a Shania Twain song. So she's going to do one. Lauren Elena's going to do one. Brandon Ray is going to do one on Friday. So, no, I would have her in if we weren't.
What?
No.
But that's work. You're really good at separating work and personal.
Yeah, but if we had just like broken up, she wouldn't be coming in. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I don't know.
Uninvited.
Yeah. If we were broken up, she wouldn't be popping in Friday.
Nah. That's one of your many talents, compartmentalizing.
Okay.
I don't know how you guys do like a month apart. That's just craziness. I know you have to do it.
Last night she said, this is a true story. I don't know, she's probably going to punch me in the face next time. She's going to come in.
You've been boxing, dude. You're good.
I'm literally going to see her Friday when she comes out on the show and then leaves again. And then she's gone to Europe. But so last night she said, hey, do you miss me when I'm gone?
Mm. Ooh, good question.
Like she asked me that, like in a serious way. And I said, you know, sometimes. I said, but here's the thing about missing is that...
Why do you say that?
Yeah,
why would you say
things?
Sometimes?
No,
and here's because. Like, no. That doesn't work.
Chapter 11.
I'm speaking logically, okay?
I know. Okay, go ahead.
I said, here's the thing about missing. You miss what you're used to having. And in our relationship, we're never together a lot. So I am used to that. So how do I miss something that I've never had? So I said, sometimes if you're gone for an extended period of time, I'm like, wow, yeah, I do. But... if you're gone for a week or so, that's what I'm used to. How am I supposed to miss something I'm used to?
And we do have FaceTime these days, so you feel like you see her.
I said that too. I said, that's like 25%. It's not 100%. That's 25%.
Right.
So my argument was, not argument, my statement was,
your point. Yeah.
I do. But again, if we were used to only being apart for an hour, like you and I, Eddie,
mm-hmm.
and we were gone for 3 hours, I'd be like, wow, man, I miss you for those 2 hours.
Yeah.
But if we're only gone for an hour all the time, and you're only gone for an hour, it's the same. If she's gone for a week, it's the same it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that honestly. I said, do I miss you? Not when it's normal, and normal is when you're gone a decent amount.
And what did she say?
Mm-hmm. Well, she don't like that.
No, she don't
okay,
like that.
But did you say, do you miss me?
No, because of course she misses me. Oh, I'm a real God. Treat.
Do you ever tell her, like, I'd give it all up for you?
No.
Okay. No, because that's not true. Why would you lie to her?
Oh, I've told her to give me up for her job. Like, I've told her that.
No, that's the reverse of what
No, but I've said that. Like,
that's the opposite.
I've said to her, you should stop. And, like, the most important thing for me is that she has a career that... Because she's been working at it. So she said,
I know. What would you give up for this job? Like, I mean, how do you say it?
I don't think that's a fair game.
What would you give up for her?
Klondike Bar?
No, I was going to ask for her. That's awkward. I'm saying, is there anything you would leave this job for? Anything?
Yeah, if I was sick. And I'd take care of myself.
Like no, something by choice. Like, not something that happens
like,
to you.
If I died.
If I die.
Guys, yep, I'd leave. This is the most, my job and my dog, and that have been my whole life. I was explaining to, even Lindsay and I were talking about it, because we don't have a lot of time where we can actually just have long-form conversation about things. And I was talking about my dog. I've had my dog 14 years. I've had my dog, and you know what?
My whole life.
Quite frankly, both, and my dog. I've had my dog and my dog long. Okay. All right. But I've had my dog longer than I had any parent. Like, my dog has been with me longer than my mom was around.
Don't make me cry.
No, this is not a thing. But when I was talking about my dog, because my dog's going to die soon. And I've had my dog 14 years, and I'm struggling. I'm struggling really. It's really hard for me, and I have to separate it. And my dog is this dog and that show, have been the things in my life that have been consistent. And I've had that dog longer than I've had anything. Longer than a mom, a dad, a friend, anything. And so my dog's terminally ill, and it stinks, man. And I'm watching his little body just get thinner. And it's like I'm trying to find a tour bus so I can take him out with the idiot. I'm just trying to do everything. And so, it's not. So if I come in crabby some days, I'm just letting everybody know.
You're allowed to.
I'm struggling with that. I struggle with that.
I know that you are. I'm glad that you're just being honest about it.
And she struggles with it a bit, and she struggles that I'm struggling with it. It's a whole thing. But everybody has problems, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But it doesn't make yours any less. Yes, for people that care about you, it doesn't make them insignificant.
Here's the thing. 80% of people don't care about your problems.
I hate that saying.
The other 20% are glad you have them. So don't share them.
But share them with people that you care about.
I just did. My listeners and you guys.
Yeah.
And I don't talk about it all the time.
I know.
But it came up right now in the conversation, so I'm letting you know. The thing that I've had the longest in my life is not going to be around much longer. And it sucks. And that's it. And no... I don't care if some dude gave her a bunch of M&Ms. I don't care.
With her face on them.
With her face on them. Yeah. Don't cry.
There was that one.
Don't cry.
It's fine. Just go. What, do we have a song?
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, if you don't want me to, I won't. But, I mean, it's difficult. I know that. I'm glad you're admitting it. Last night I tried to check on you, and you just sent emojis.
That's
it's like
funny.
It's a new thing.
That's
it's his
funny,
new thing
Amy.
Is not communicating.
Isn't that Bobby, though? That's Bobby.
Yeah, that's how he is.
Amy sent me a message, said, hey, thinking about you and Dusty. And I sent her an emoji back.
Which one?
The dog.
A waving and dog like, that's hey, good. Dog.
That says everything.
I know it does.
We're good.
I know.
It says we appreciate it. Like,
at least he responded because I technically didn't ask a question.
That's true. Now she's wiping her face with her blanket. Oh, boy.
Let's just go.
Okay. Here. I'll play. Amy's leaving the studio.
Yeah.
I'll play Lindsay L. Bye, Amy. Bye, Amy.
Bye, Amy.
This is called champagne. Here.
Don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back. When we walk into a crowd, I love it when you do that.
Our station program director, Gator Harrison, just walked in the studio. And what's fascinating about Gator is he went to watch Harry Styles play at the Ryman.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And I watched videos, and it just seemed like it was screaming the entire time.
Legitimately, I can only imagine that that's what, like, going to see the Beatles or Elvis had to be like that. Because it was essentially, I couldn't hear Harry Styles.
all of these girls were singing every lyric as loud as they possibly could. You could not even hear Harry sing. I'd never been to anything like that before.
So, did you take both daughters?
No, heck, I'm not taking my 4-year-old to that. No, it was just me and Roman, daddy-daughter date.
How old is she?
11.
So you go with your 11-year-old, and is she pumped about it?
She had no idea where we were going. It was like a secret. I picked her up for a daddy-daughter date, and we're just going, and we pull up to the Ryman and walk out on the breezeway, and she sees the merch that's up, and she sees Harry Styles' name. She goes berserk. She goes nuts.
So she loves him.
Wow.
Yeah, she's all about it. Yeah.
And you're telling me that most of the concert, as he's up there moving his mouth and playing his instrument, really what you heard were the people singing more than him.
I could hear them more than him. Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I had great seats. I mean, I was right there, like, ninth row watching this. I will say I was pretty impressed by Harry, though. I mean, you know, real band, real lyric.
Talented.
It was good. Yeah, yeah. He's extremely talented. Yeah.
Like, his thing is artist now. Like, not just artist, but artist.
Yeah, yeah. You can definitely get that kind of British feel to his lyrics and his songwriting and obviously his look and, yeah. But it was good.
Girl Crush. I want to play some of it here. Was that the first time you'd ever been to a concert where the people were louder than the actual concert?
Wow. You know what? I've been to a lot of rock concerts, metal concerts, but yes, I think so. Just because they were singing every lyric. It wasn't that they were just loud. They were melodically loud. And most of them were on key. It was actually good. Right?
It was like a big choir.
It really was. But it was a cool experience. Like, I went for my daughter, but we had a blast. Stayed till the end. It was fun.
Did you leave with a headache?
No, not a headache, but it was, I mean, the ears were ringing.
It was time to go.
I just picture like a monster truck. When I go to monster trucks, I'm leaving,
Oh, and there were definite times, like, when if he danced in any form or fashion, like, they would lose their minds. They would go nuts, and I would literally have to cut my ears so I wouldn't damage my hearing. Wow. It was crazy.
So Gator Harrison's in, who's our program director of our station in Nashville, and Gator is the uncle to Judah from Judah and the Lion. Like, he's literally your nephew.
Absolutely my nephew. And that was, you mentioned a loud, you know, concert or whatever. Their concert is fun and loud and everybody's jumping and dancing. So I would equate it to that, but wow.
We saw him playing our iHeartVillage stage, and I went up to him and I was like, yeah. I was like, hey, Judah, I'm Bobby Bones. He was like, oh, you play my song. And we talked for a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Nice. How old is he, by the way? Nice kid.
Oh, geez, young 20s. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
So Eddie goes, hey, we know Gator. And he's like, he had no idea who Gator was. Like, he had no idea. And I was like, by the way, your uncle who runs the... He goes, oh, Uncle Tony.
Yeah, Tony's my legal name, yeah.
Eddie was like, he doesn't know who Gator is.
I didn't know he didn't know you by Gator.
Yeah, I've always been Uncle Tony.
But your nephew's band is like blowing up.
I'm so proud of him.
Awesome.
They've been working hard, man. I still remember when he was in high school and he got hurt playing basketball and decided just to start playing guitar and started writing songs and stuff. I still remember him kind of trying to fumble around those first few chords and to see what he does now.
That's crazy.
So crazy. And to see him on the festival stage. I mean, I was so sad I wasn't there, but I hear
the
it was pretty strong.
The whole crowd was screaming the whole song. The whole
really
song.
Good.
It was awesome. Yeah. We're going to get him to come play in here. That's not weird to you, right?
What?
They're going to come play our...
Dude, listen, I love that you have passion about good music. Like, it doesn't matter. And I think their music is incredible. I'm way too close to it, but I absolutely love it. So, no, thank you for shining a light on it.
This guy. It got Harry Styles, Judah. He's cooler than we are.
I know. Your daughters have got to think you're, like, the coolest ever.
Do they think you're cool?
Close.
Or do they get it?
I don't think... I think when they get older, they're going to look back at this time and go, holy crap, Dad, you had us hooked up.
When you don't have a radio job anymore.
Yeah, when I'm fired. I'm working at Lowe's. Yeah, that's going to be...
Gator, thanks, buddy.
Love you guys.
All right, there's our PD Gator Harrison. Here's a healthy story for you. A woman in Florida had an affair with her daughter's husband. Then when he admitted it, she tried to run him over with her car.
What? What?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a weird Thanksgiving, huh?
No, it's strange. Yeah.
Wow.
Very
awkward. She's going to be in jail.
No, because she's 58 and he's 33.
But no, she also attempted murder.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you?
I thought there are two layers to this. I was still on layer one. Okay.
Like, well, this is the daughter's husband, so I figured she was old enough to get married, but.
Yeah. Wow. So there's a 58-year-old woman named Kathleen Davis. She had an affair with a 33-year-old guy, but that 33-year-old guy was her daughter's husband.
Mm.
And Kathleen, the older lady, got the older than the son, got upset when he confessed about the affair, so she tried to run him over because it destroyed the relationship with her daughter.
Yeah. Mother and daughter, they talk again ever?
No way.
What do you think?
No way.
Eventually, maybe.
What? I don't know.
I mean, that's a bad one.
It's a tough one. It's a, hey, we need to talk.
Yeah.
When the cops got there, they found her driving in circles around the lawn trying to run the guy down.
Wow.
You're right. She's going to jail, but I was thinking it. I was like, why would she
think about that?
I didn't.
Bobby's like, everybody's of age, Jamie.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
It's fine. My it's mind. Consent. Consensual. Mm.
If you're trying to lose weight, which do you think is better for you to drink? Soda or beer? Like, you have to drink one of them and you want to lose weight.
Easy.
Which is better for you to drink? Go ahead, Eddie.
Beer.
Lunchbox?
I would say beer.
Amy?
Golly. Beer.
If you're trying to lose weight, drink soda.
What?
The average soda has about 145 calories. The average beer has about 200 calories.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, I was thinking that Michelob Ultra Light, you know?
Well, I just thought straight sugar.
Yeah.
Well,
you
know, but beer and soda converts to sugar.
Yeah, carbs turn to sugar.
Dang.
I mean,
well, that's why I'm not losing weight, guys.
They're drinking the
you cut out like, all the Cokes.
I don't drink soda, seriously.
But it's like, but you know, instead beer. Of soda, I drink beer to supplement.
Wow,
yeah, Eddie, you might want to cut the
weird.
Guinness.
Yeah, this woman who ordered the DNA test 23andMe, which I've been thinking about doing, and I've been thinking about getting them for all of us. But
I don't want that.
Yeah, we all do it and kind of see. But she got on there and she found out she had three secret siblings and discovered her dad's not her biological father.
Wait,
see?
How did it find out where your secret siblings are?
So what I know about it is, because I've had friends who've done it, I think you spit into it and you mail it in.
Yes.
And so finding her brothers meant that the father she grew up with was not her biological parent. That's what it was.
Oh, so
she uncovered two half brothers, and it is a different dad. She was like, "Oh, you're not my real dad." So that's how.
Cool. Oh man.
She grew up in a two parent household. She's like, "I was a daddy's girl," but that's not her dad. So, what happened was the pediatricians for her kids were asking her parents about the medical history, and she was like, "I don't know about this." So she got that 23andMe kit.
Oh.
And it gives you 80 genetic traits that determine everything from even trivial stuff like the ability to smell asparagus to like a predisposition to Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow. Let's do it.
I think I want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I come from because I don't have history with my family really. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Arkansas. You come from Arkansas.
Now, oh, beyond that.
I'm just kidding.
Means, Amy.
I know where I live growing up.
That's just a joke. I know.
Oh, boy.
The Bible.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so we talk about mood a lot and how being in a good mood can do all kinds of good things. But I read this morning that being in a good mood the day you get your flu shot can actually increase its effectiveness. Boom.
You know, there are so many chemicals in our brains that we don't even understand yet.
Yeah.
That we don't know what's happening. First of all, get a flu shot. Please.
And do it when you're in a good mood.
I don't care. Well, I'm doing a bad mood. Better than
No. It'll be more effective.
Get a flu shot. And, you know, people will go, you know, I can't predict every strain. You give me a 1% shot of not having the flu, I'll take it. And I don't do needles. I'm a big proponent of the flu shot. People go, it's the government just putting chemicals in you so they can... The government's never controlled me. So get a flu shot. I'm going to be political right now. Get a flu shot. People, you
don't
tell you.
Don't do it.
No, let me talk. Let me talk politically for a second. And the news calls me all the time, talk about political stuff. And these TV shows that have panels, they call me all the time, talk about political stuff because they know I'll just say what's on my mind. They know it, and they know that could get hits. And so I'm just going to say what's on my mind right now. Okay. People don't come to me for politics. That's why this radio show is never a political vehicle. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say about politics. Eventually, I'm going to run for office, and that switches when that happens. And then people will come to me because I need them to know how I feel about things. So people don't come to me for politics. Mike D and I have these debriefings after the show, and we were talking about what people were calling about. And he was talking about people were just calling for no reason, upset, wanted to know how I felt about politics, right?
Yeah, before you never brought it up.
Here's what I want to say. This show is not for that. You want that? Go everywhere else. This show's not for that. Here's my political statements. One, get a flu shot.
Number two.
Two. This show's not for that.
Yeah.
If you're looking for opinions on... occasionally I'll pop off on Twitter. It's a different thing. But don't come to this show looking for politics. It's not for me. I got nothing for you. Thank you.
Okay, so...
Because nobody's right. Okay. That's why. Everybody thinks they're right.
Yes.
Oh, they're
we can't even have... They're so... And everybody's right. And everybody's wrong. And then what irritates me the most is that... You know, in life, it's okay to disagree, but have conversations. And I'm not talking about anything right now. I'm talking just in general. Even talking about Game of Thrones, people yell at me. So... This is
like, and not just have conversations, but listen to people. Like, so many people just want to, like, blah, 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 blah. But if you listen, like, you can at least learn someone else's perspective and appreciate it. You don't have to agree with it, but you can appreciate it.
Also, love America. I'd like to say that as my second political statement.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Next up.
Well, since you brought up the government, I'll bring up one of
those. I said no more!
No, go ahead.
This is something I just read, and I was, like, shocked that it was 30%, because I saw that 30% of Americans... only 30% of Americans can name all three branches of the government.
Okay, I can do that. I wonder, though, I bet you Lunchbox is the one, if one can't, it's him. But you probably can, though. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
ahead. Republican, Democrat, Libertarian.
Wow.
Okay, him. So.
Dude, real nice.
Are you kidding? No, look me in the eyeballs. NLR, was that your answer?
NLR. Let's just re-ask. Let me ask it in another way.
No, you don't have. You shouldn't. It's the executive. Lunchbox, I'm going to give you the first one, the executive.
Which would be who?
The president.
I know. I want him to answer.
I want to know who the executive is.
The legislative.
Okay.
And the judicial. Like, legislative is like House of Representatives, Senate.
Yeah. Legislature.
And then the Supreme Court is the judicial. Those are the three branches of government.
Oh. So it's not parties?
No. Those are parties.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious because you have Democrat, Republican, Libertarian.
But you have more than that, too. Like, there are more. There are. But really, there are two.
Yeah, there's
Maine,
two.
But there
Maine.
Are more that aren't. There's the Green Party. Mm-hmm. There's the Libertarian.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the Green Party.
Okay. I think that Jill Stein ran the Green Party, if I'm correct here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, Green but Party. She got like two votes.
What was that guy's name?
Independent.
Yeah, it didn't really count. Mater. Oh, that was Ross
anyway,
Perot.
There you go. There's your answer right there.
There you go.
There's
so,
that
yeah.
30%.
Wow.
That, you didn't know that, Eddie.
Sure I did.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
Executive, legislative, and judicial. Thank
go ahead,
you.
Amy.
Okay. In today's pumpkin spice news, you can now sip on pumpkin spice vodka this fall. That sounds okay. Yummy.
It does. Like, vodka smells like hot pee.
Yeah.
Hot pee? Vodka doesn't smell.
It smells like alcohol, yeah.
It does to me. I feel like I can smell vodka.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe I can't. Maybe I because I don't know alcohol.
People that try to like drink and not let everyone know they drink vodka because it doesn't.
Maybe I'm not thinking of vodka.
You're probably thinking of tequila
or whiskey.
Whiskey
does vodka burn at all?
When you drink it?
Yeah. Okay, then I might be thinking of vodka.
Okay.
I don't know. What do I know? But there you go. Pumpkin spice vodka.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Available this fall.
Go ahead. Can you name three brands of vodka, Lunchbox?
Yeah, Ciroc, Tito's, Grey Goose.
See,
that's
here
three.
He goes. He got him. Good job, man.
Attaboy. All right.
We know the important stuff. America, this is why we don't discuss politics.
Oh, my goodness. What else?
Well, and speaking of America, Americans still think men should be the breadwinners. When are we going to move past this? A new survey has found that 71% of men and women, I guess, together think that the men should, you know, take care of business at home when it comes to money.
And you guys say, I think old school. I think new school.
But here's the deal.
That's
more,
not new school.
Here's the thing, though, about that is more and more women are becoming the breadwinners. But America just thinks that the men should still be there.
But I would have no problem.
Me either.
Yeah.
My wife made a lot of money. I would love to stay at home.
Yeah, it's not even stay at home. I would love to work, too, and just make more together.
Just work and chill?
No chill.
Oh, chill.
No.
I'm just saying, like, I could run the house. I'm good at housework.
No,
house
you're not. No,
yeah,
you're not.
I am.
You don't do the laundry. You don't.
Eddie, you're terrible. You never change a diaper.
Yeah, you said you've never cleaned a toilet.
Stop, Eddie.
I've cleaned toilets.
Stop acting like Mr. Dad. You're not.
I'm saying I would.
Who puts the kids to bed?
My wife.
Yeah. Amy?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Let me check. Yeah.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Listen to this. These are five facts about the music industry so far this year in 2017. On-demand streaming for songs. Where do you think most of it's done? Like half is done here.
Apple iTunes type stuff. I guess you don't really stream. You buy it.
No, Apple Music you can buy.
Okay.
Like, you can stream Apple Music, Spotify, like iHeartRadio, iHeart All Access, Tidal, a lot of streaming services.
Okay.
What do you think nearly half of music is streamed from this?
Can you stream on YouTube?
That's the answer.
Okay, that's what I would guess.
YouTube.
What?
People go to YouTube to find more music by far than anywhere else, which is crazy to me. Almost half of people go to YouTube to find music and to stream it first.
Does MySpace get a lot?
I think in probably like 2003.
Well, because now it's like a music thing.
Not really. I thought Justin Timberlake
was bringing it back.
You know, he brought sexy, but not MySpace.
He tried.
Yeah, he tried.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know anyone right now that's on MySpace. Okay. And I know they tried to make it more of a let's focus on music.
Mm-hmm.
Fact number two. Almost all internet users worldwide consumed licensed music. And why that's a big deal is, let's look at 10 years ago, we were just ripping stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Grip and rip it, man, and just take it for free and then be mad when it's not free anymore. But that culture changed with iTunes. But as iTunes is a big deal in streaming, and now it's a different fight. It's where the songwriters aren't getting paid. And because of that, people can't write songs anymore, and the songwriting will become less. That's the new problem. But it's licensed music now for the most part. People aren't just illegally downloading music.
That's impressive, because people got in trouble, and so they were like, I got scared.
Fact number three, and the headline is "Radio is Still King." I know I'm on the radio, obviously. So for me, it sounds funny, but over 90% of people still listen to music on the radio. 70%, according to this, use broadcast radio. Another use like streaming radio, like iHeartRadio, would be ours. But number four, almost every paid audio streamer uses their smartphone to listen. So, meaning if you're streaming, if you buy a subscription to something, use your phone. And then finally, teens, almost all of them are streaming music. Like ages 13 to 15, like they're almost all just streaming music.
Okay.
And that's the future.
Future streaming.
No, yeah. Or is there something behind that? Like hologramming.
Yeah.
When you pinch the sky and your favorite artist performs in front of you.
You don't even have to go to concerts anymore.
Well, that's not a real thing, Lunchbox. I'm just like guessing.
I thought that was in the pipeline.
This is like Back to the Future.
No way.
You're telling me.
Is that on the new iPhone X? I know it's iPhone 10, by the way. Yeah. Bobby Bones Show. Out. I want to say this. There's a new Bobbycast up. And if you haven't discovered podcasting, it's so easy. I hope you check mine out. There's just so much out there in the world of podcasting. And I know it sounds like, it's a nerdy thing. Or, hey, it's a tech thing. It's really not. Just get on iHeartRadio and search. Or just get on iTunes and search. Mine's called The Bobbycast. And I've talked to Dirks and Karen Fairchild and Jake Owen and lots of huge songwriters. And so Devin Dawson came by. You got my number, you can call on me. New artist, right? He's our On the Verge artist. So he's going to have a huge hit with this song. Take it out on me. And I was talking to him, and he's from Northern California, and I was like, why do you do all your stuff in black and white?
I grew up 3 minutes from Folsom Prison. Love Johnny Cash and his artistry in the way that nobody sounded like him before him, and nobody will ever sound like him after him.
And he became famous from that mashup Taylor Swift YouTube video where him and the girl were doing the two songs back to back. I didn't know the video. I knew his song All On Me. The video's from like 2 years ago. But I was like, hey, what's that like? What's it like going viral?
You know, you always want to know what's it like to go viral? How does that happen? What does it feel like? I have no idea how it happens. I woke up, I was kind of hungover, you know, and my phone's buzzing in the corner. I'm like, God, who is calling me right now, you know? And I went over there and I had like so many emails and messages and notifications that I tried to like unlock my phone and it just froze.
And Taylor had retweeted it. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
And he was in a metal band and he's an interesting guy. And so I enjoy my conversation with them. But you can listen to that. Just go and search Bobbycast on iTunes or iHeartRadio and subscribe. And I just like the second layer of Nashville, like the songwriters, the stories behind the artists, not just, hey, come in, let's talk for 5 minutes. So I hope you check that out today. I hope you have a good Wednesday. I'm playing the Opry tonight. I'm doing stand-up. It should be good or fine. I love the Opry. It's just like I never want to go like, I'm going to crush it. And then I don't.
Yeah, and we get to go this time.
Are you coming?
Yeah. Yeah, I was sent an invite saying, I know what you're thinking. You're going to get invited and then not invited, but you're really invited. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Does that make you nervous?
No, I don't care. I don't care. You guys can come now. I don't care. I don't want you to come the first time because I'd never done it before. And I was like, I wonder what this. I'd played it, but I'd never done comedy there. Now I'm comfortable.
Okay.
So, but thing is, nobody cares. I care. No, but I'll finish it and no one's life will be different. That's why everybody should be free to try all these new things because nobody cares. If you mess up, nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares if you mess up, but I care about
you. You care about me, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, cool. We got to go. BobbyBones.com. Check out the BobbyCast. Bobby Bones.